Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Gar Mullins is with us, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Dublin Hotel. Gar, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm very good. You are preparing us for a bank holiday weekend brunch.
I am. And buttermilk pancakes is a thing that, like, they're just so delicious. And there's always that throw up whether you have crepes or you have, you know, the fluffy American style pancakes. So I was in the States only a couple of weeks ago. So. And I had a few portions while I was there.
There's a lot to be said for them. Do you butter them?
Yeah, I like to butter them, but
and maple syrup?
Yeah, I like to have the sweet and savoury thing going on. I like to have bacon with them, but I also like to have maple syrup. Like, I really think that's what works for me. Some people like to have them just sweet, some like to have them just savoury. But really, it's to try and master the batter, and that's what I'm going to teach us today. So I'm doing buttermilk pancakes with streaky bacon, Wexford strawberries, vanilla yogurt and maple syrup. So there's a lot going on here. Wexford strawberries are bang in season now, and I love that Wexford have just coined all Irish strawberries into, they're theirs now, and I'm actually okay with that, but I know they grow them all over the country. And they're on the side of our roads now, so pull in on your way home if you see these people out selling the strawberries and buy them, because they're amazing at the moment. So to make the batter, what you're going to need is 3 large eggs, 300 grams of plain flour, 1 heaped teaspoon of baking powder, 100 mils of buttermilk and a pinch of salt. The buttermilk is worth buying for this, I think. It just brings a little bit of acidity and just a bit more flavour into the batter. The garnish is going to be 8 slices of streaky bacon, smoked preferably. A bottle of Canadian...
You sure 8 is enough? Would you not go with 12?
All right, get 12. Buy 2 packets, whatever you think. a bottle of Canadian maple syrup, and then 500 grams of strawberries and a little dusting of icing sugar, and I'll tell you what that's for in a minute. So to make the batter, you're going to add the eggs and the buttermilk into a bowl and whisk it till it's fully combined, and then you're going to fold in the flour, the baking powder, and mix it together until you have a batter, and then a little pinch of salt. Set that to one side and leave it rest for about 10 minutes. What's going to happen in there is the baking powder is just going to bring the batter to life. Then you want to put a medium non-stick pan on the stove and bring it up to a medium heat. Put a little bit of oil into a bowl and pour it into the pan, and then pour it back into the bowl. So basically what you're doing is you're just kissing the pan with a little bit of oil, and then you just want to, like, little bit bigger than a golf ball sized blobs of pancake around it, because as it cooks, it's going to spread out slightly. Then leave it alone, and you'll see little bubbles starting to appear on the top of the mix. That's telling you that it wants to be turned over. Flip them over and repeat that process until you've cooked all your pancakes.
You can also lift an edge like a carpet and have a peep.
You
and
can,
see
yeah,
it.
Have a little
Is it
peep.
Ready?
Yeah, exactly. But really, I think a mistake people try and do here is that the pan is either too hot or too cold. You want it only kind of medium heat, so that's kind of the key with this. And look, try the first pancake. If it doesn't work out, adjust the heat. That's kind of the way to go. Set up a little pot of water with a plate sitting on top of it, and as you're cooking the pancakes on a medium heat, you're lifting them up onto the warmed plate, and that's how you keep them warm while you're doing it. And then all you're going to do is grill your bacon nice and crispy with the pancakes or with the strawberries. Take the green part off, cut them into quarters, and dust them in a tiny little bit of icing sugar. What the icing sugar does, it just allows the juices to start coming out of the strawberries, and it'll kind of dress them a little bit. That's just a little trick. And then all you're going to do is place the pancakes in the centre of the plate, dust them with a little bit of icing sugar, and I like to put the strawberries, the bacon, and the vanilla yogurt. If you can't get vanilla yogurt, just buy some natural yogurt with a little bit of vanilla essence in there, and it really makes a difference. But I think this is the perfect brunch dish for the weekend that's in it.
Can I ask you some controversial questions?
Let's go.
Where do you stand on separating out your eggs and whipping your egg whites and then working them back in?
Yeah, which is a lovely technique. It'll give you a much lighter pancake. If I was doing that, I wouldn't put baking powder into the mix. It's a slightly different technique of doing it. So what you're basically doing is making a meringue and you're folding that meringue into the pancakes. If you do that, by all means, very nice way to do it. A little bit more technical. I think it's a bit trickier to get the kids to do that. Works brilliant. There's those Japanese pancakes. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them. I'm very tempted to try one. They look very fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the big, giant, puffy, like, pillows.
Yeah, exactly. And what that is basically, it's nearly like a meringue. So it's what you're talking about, but there's much less flour in there. And you really bring on the egg whites. And then it's kind of like making a souffle. As you cook them, you cover them with a lid and they puff right up and they're almost like air. These are the way to go for me. I think this is what. But please, please get the Wexford strawberries and try it with the bacon.
Second controversial question. How do you stand on pepper on strawberries?
Pepper and strawberries was a thing there for a little while. And
it was.
It really is. It's like anything, you know. It's just trying to bring an extra element into something. Lovely if I was having it in a salad, maybe, but I think on pancakes, I'd step away from the pepper, Anton. Step away from the pepper.
Last one, and there's a text that relates to it. Asgar, he mentioned Canadian maple syrup. Why are places allowed to put on their menus maple syrup, and what you get served is maple flavoured golden syrup?
Yeah, well, if that ever happens to you, I think you should push your chair back, stand up, come on down to Ann and Tara the Marker. Because I'll give you a Canadian. Really, like, so what's going on?
You have
on
to
there?
Mortgage your house to buy Canadian maple syrup.
I know, but
this
it's a natural product that comes from the maple tree, and it's like they're bled from the trees and then purified. So it's like saying, I don't know, it's not a falsified product. I really, really don't like that maple flavoured golden syrup stuff. I mean, if a recipe calls for maple syrup, but when you're having pancakes, you don't have to use too much of it. It is quite expensive, but you know what? Let's live a little for the weekend that's in it.
Stuart, thank you so much. Stuart. Gareth, thank you so much.
The melody of my voice, I think, just the thought of music.
I'm already mentally heading for music. My apologies. Stuart Clark is on the way. That, of course, is Gar Mullins, who is the executive chef at Ann and Tara, the Marker Hotel. And I assume it's up on Instagram
It'll be up on my Instagram, Gar Mullins, and you can get it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.